Opening the floodgates, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The U.S. is hosting a once-a-decade stamp collecting show in New York from May 28th through June 4th. Collectors, dealers, and postal administrations from all over the world are coming, and the U.S. Postal Service is doing its part, and then some. It is issuing stamps every day but the last day for a total of nearly 50 different stamps. That's a record for the U.S. at a show. Some of the stamps are obviously intended only for collectors, reproductions of classic U.S. stamps, or two designs promoting the show. Others would have been issued anyway, such as the Service Cross Medals or National Park Service Centennial, and have been thrown into the show, the medals because it's Memorial Day, the parks no doubt because the show provides a big audience. The stamps for the planets are the sort of things postal agencies like to issue at shows because there's great interest in space subjects. Each planet gets a stamp, but Pluto, which was recently demoted, gets two. But one issue is puzzling. A booklet of 10 somewhat abstract designs that seems aimed at those mailing greeting cards. And these colorful celebration stamps, as they're called, won't be available at post offices, unless the individual offices request them. That doesn't make sense. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to see the stamps, visit virtualstampclub.com.